Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, part of you working here, taking down the Christmas tree. I mean, your added duties that you got here at the BRN, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, like Christmas tree takedown tomorrow after the show.
He updated his LinkedIn with that, by the way. That he all, did. All the special duties that he has around here.
I'm a Stockholm co-host for the Bob of the Love Spoon show that takes the Christmas tree down. But it puts it up and takes it down every year.
I endorse his new skill of being able to put up Christmas trees in radio studios.
Sweet. If you're looking for a guy to be on the radio and for you to Stockholm out, and he'll put like your modern day Bumble, like from Rudolph, the guy that put the big abominable monster that put this the star on top of the tree after they took out his teeth.
Right.
Yeah. We took all your scariness away by a Stockholm Willie, and we have you. You're like almost your Bumble and your detoothed. You're harmless. You are.
High train.
No, hold on. I'm not ready for a high train this early in the morning. I'd hate to be a Grinch and start the new year off with. But I'm canceling this hype train.
Well, they can happen. If they just don't have to happen with a narration, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, you know, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean,
unnarrated hype train.
Was that the Frosty the Snowman train whistle?
It was a hype train whistle.
It's a hype train. That's, you know what? That's you're not getting Quad City DJs or Ozzy Osbourne, and you're not getting me distracted in the midst of your hype train. Thank you. I'm very much appreciative.
Is this for the new year, the little
that's hype train light right there. That's when we're gonna, you know, not just start making the programming all about the hype train, that we got stuff to say. You know what I'm saying?
One of those Mike Allstott whistles.
Yeah, it's a hype train light. if we make it, great. If not, not so, who cares?
I love
it. Thanks so much. It's like, you know, going out with a girl and not getting laid, but she gave you a whirl.
Right. Is that our attitude for this year at the BRN? Like, yeah. If you give it to us, great, but if not, we'll get it on our own?
Well, that'd be like, yeah, if you give it to us, great, and if not, we'll try to figure out something that feels not quite as good, but as good. With the same level completion. Three.
We'll go get a lot lizard.
Level three.
There's just so much going on right now.
We should just go home, I think. There's just too much to unpack. I think we should get out of here.
I think that might exactly be the motto for 2021. Let's go home. There's too much to pack here.
I'm ready for 2020 to come back.
Oh my God, yeah. Throwback. Give me, you know, December 5th or whatever.
Oh yeah. Boy, yeah. Yesterday I saw Blitz sent me the video. It's on Instagram.
Oh, that's just, you don't, hold on.
Oh.
You don't even understand the stuff I have to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you guys don't even. First of all,
are you mad at me?
No, I'm not
okay,
mad at you.
Okay, thank you.
No,
damn.
Although you are kind of shadowish, they need to.
I was just gonna say the same thing. It's she's yeah. Yeah, the lights are.
What are you like, Anna in the dark over there?
I don't know.
just when you thought the Bob of the Love Sponge show couldn't any better, now yet another spinoff. Yes, there's Clem and Kush, and yes, there's whatever nonsense Anna calls after the show, and then
that
there's.
Better?
And then there's the...
I'd be very interested in the Anna After Dark franchise.
But now we have Anna After Dark. It's where she still has her stupid-ass conspiracy theories, but the lights are off.
And just
Anna
imagine...
in the dark. Don't think it's going to be anything Bubba. Sexual or anything like that, because...
This is a black screen.
None of those juices apply for
no,
her.
We could team her up with a real slut. I mean, then we could get something going there. Where she can just
like who? Do you have anyone in mind?
I don't know any sluts. What's wrong with
like
you?
Like a girl that goes out and gets laid by a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
And then Anna just interviews her about what's it like to get laid by a bunch of dudes.
She does every morning, doesn't she? When she says hello to Reagan.
Well, that's not very nice. And no, she wakes up like an hour after I leave. So.
Dan coming out of nowhere with a Reagan takedown. I love it.
By the way, that's Dan's opinion, not mine. I think Reagan's just a little snowflake of love.
And Dan thinks J-Lo's a pig also.
What?
Yeah. Dan, let's not get into that.
Okay.
Right. Seth,
I'm not ready to unpack that right now.
We're still working on that Memphis station.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there's a lot of unpacking here. And it starts out with, I tell everybody, 3 minutes before the show, please, everybody just be quiet, because we're all talking about stuff. Seth's going crazy like he always does. And Anna, whatever. And I tell everybody to be quiet, please, be quiet. And Dan's over there talking about all kinds of stuff. And it's all stuff that we need to talk about on the air. So I tell everybody, first of all, Dan won't shut up. I have to actually get Dan's attention, much like a kindergartner. Dan, can you please stop talking?
My kid gets the same thing.
Yeah, Dan. Dan, I know you and Seth are in your own little bubble over there, but can we have a little shot? I got an idea for the show.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so listen, everybody, we have. I know it's tough, but for 3 minutes, can we have silence? Can we have silence so that when we go on the air, all this stuff we're talking about, we can talk about, and Seth goes, well, I'm leaving the room. I'm just going to leave then. And then as he's walking out, Seth goes, kind of times are tough for old Seth Kushner. I'm wearing broken glasses, but I'm out of the room like a little bitch.
What?
And then Dan just goes and sits down. And then the only one that was compliant was my little Lummy. He just sat over there with his hands folded, not saying nothing.
Just waiting.
There you go. Just waiting to be called upon. Thank you, Lummy.
Well, hasn't he done enough damage over the break by hiding a marriage? Come on.
I know.
Me leaving the studio for 3 minutes is the least of the problems today.
Oh, my God, Lummy.
It's forbidden marriage.
You little eloper.
Lummy eloper.
You little dirty birdie eloper.
When he called in, I didn't believe him.
Yeah, I still don't know what's really real. Because
He said it was to save money. I think something else. I think about to be indicted or something happened.
Spousal privilege.
Exactly.
This screams of spousal privilege with a bankruptcy kicker. Lummy got married over the holiday.
Yeah. Did they play this song, Lummy?
Lummy.
No.
Oh, no.
There's some cheap band in the background.
He played the royalty-free version of it.
It's the Hootie Who dub-in once he finally gets the wedding tape that Lummy says exists that I don't think exists that has to get recreated.
Yep.
Lummy, is there a video of your nuptials or are you...
The lady that wed her husband did it.
Okay, and where does this exist? Where maybe we see it?
Ashley's phone.
Do you think Ashley's phone's going to do us any? I mean,
isn't
you think
Ashley's phone your phone now too?
No. I guess we're all together.
Yeah. Are you guys on a group plan at this point?
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Lummy,
does she have your password?
They got married to save $30 a month on their phone plan.
Lummy,
$100.
Lummy, I want you to answer my question honestly. Does your wife have your passcode to your phone?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Don't scoff at that.
No, yeah,
normal.
I mean,
or no?
Yes, and I have.
You're
hers.
Such a pussy.
Oh no, it's a finger thingamajiggy.
Yeah, whatever.
She's got your finger. She cut off a finger and has it in her pocket and uses your fingerprint.
Lummy, does your wife have your access to your phone?
Yeah.
Man, not a lot. I mean, Dan, does your wife have access to your phone?
Nope.
Seth, does Phoebe have access to your phone?
She could. I mean, it's not passcoded up Willie or anything like that. She said she was going to go through my text messages the other day to find an address, and I told her she better not, and then she got defensive and mad.
Oh, I didn't know we were going to unpack this. I thought it was so simple, yes or no.
I've said too much, sorry.
I thought it was a simple yes or no.
Sorry,
didn't mean to
my bad.
Cause a dark side flip.
I'm not hiding anything because I'm not passcoded up, but you better not go in there. There's no reason for you to go in there.
I kind of feel the same
way. Poker with her.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. Like, I'll give anybody I'm with my password, but I don't expect you to actually use it.
Listen, bitch, stay off my phone, okay? We can be married for 40 years. You don't got to see what I'm doing.
You're bound to find something you don't like on there if you look hard enough.
Right.
That should be a rap song.
Something that they'll take the wrong way.
You bound to find something that's going to make you mad if you look hard enough, bitch.
It's a federal investigation. If they want to climb up your ass, they're going to find something.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
So anyway.
Dan knows.
Lummy?
Yes, sir.
So you got married, buddy.
Yeah. It was great. It Humpty Dumpty with 1,000 bits.
How far
when
in
can
advance?
We anticipate this? I'm sorry, Seth. When can we get this video, my friend, that you speak of that exists on the girl that your girlfriend, the now fiance, knows who married you because she's a notary public's husband's phone?
Yeah, I should be able to get it tomorrow, the next day. I mean, it's nothing crazy.
Isn't it like a text? It's like email me the video.
Yeah, I mean, how long was it approximately?
I think it took 2 minutes or a minute and a half, 2 minutes to read the whatever script she had.
So there's not even enough video to make a countable YouTube video out of it?
No.
No.
Of course
you
not.
You can't make B-roll.
Unless we edit in, hi, this is Hootie Hoo on the banks of Rick's and the River, and we're going to put these two people together. Yeah, let's throw it over here now. Well, they can't even think. They're dumb. They can't even think of that.
How far in advance did you, because nobody around here knew from what I can
about
gather.
Our intel's saying about 5 hours.
Did you decide that day?
Yeah.
Ashley, I know that I've failed at keeping my bees, and I know that the next door neighbor shakes me down for money, and I know that I have a little bit of a drinking problem, but would you marry me, please? I love you.
Who decided?
That's probably like really close to how it went.
Did you guys both consummate the marriage the first night?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
Oh, yeah. He did.
Both ways?
Well, yeah.
All right. So, yes. Lummy, listen, we cannot start.
Ashley's trying to get pregnant.
As Seth would call it, we're unpacking this way too soon.
Okay.
We can't unpack the Lummy marriage. That's very, very far down the timeline.
You gotta wrap it back up for a second, put it back in the closet.
Yeah, right. Lummy, can we wrap up when I throw it over to Lummy? Because I'm gonna go through everybody today as to what we did. And I think everybody has some types of stuff that the only one that was the most mysterious during the break was Seth. We don't really know about anything that you did.
Weren't you here a lot?
A couple times, but not a lot. He was very mysterious. Like, I know you went to California.
Yeah.
And Blitz has got all kinds of stories. Mm-hmm. I got all kinds of stories. Lummy, you got all kinds of stories. Dan's probably got all kinds of stories. At least a few. And we don't know anything what you did.
I don't want
to. Other than yell at me when I start talking about the Packers today. And you're like,
I didn't watch it. I taped it. Don't say anything. Don't spoil it.
Are you kidding me?
Don't spoil it.
I watched it.
I didn't watch it.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. I don't want to.
Hold on. Even Anna watched it?
Yeah.
Hold on. Seth, but you're lying, buddy, because you know they got their ass kicked.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot, man.
Oh, spoiler alert.
And you just want to come in here and not have to talk about it? So you think I'm going to fall off that old, 97X trick that you... No way, buddy. This is a seasoned veteran here. I'm not going to fall
for
that. There's
no... I don't have 97X tricks. The only trick that I had...
Yes, you do.
What's that? I didn't watch
it. I got rookie radio tricks, and I'm going to be like, oh, Zoinksville. My co-host didn't watch it, so let's not talk about it.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll forget about it tomorrow. Doesn't sting as bad tomorrow as it does today.
You want to talk
about...
Give me
a Zoinksville.
You want to open this up on a forum where I can't cuss? Okay, go ahead. We'll talk about it. I think it absolutely sucks. I don't even know how they made the playoffs. It's completely embarrassing that I have to watch them again next week, play the Saints. I don't know how this happened. I don't know why they can't beat Aaron Rodgers. He's 21-5 versus them in their career. Why does my daughter have to grow up in a world where this mustache freak puts his... purple-headed monster on us once again!
Man, somebody send that to the Bears immediately. That was the best way to break down what's happened within the organization quicker than lickety-split.
So did any team get a first-round bye?
Yeah, Packers and Chiefs.
And Mitch Trubisky and the coach are coming back next year.
Be quiet.
Hold on, they're not coming back next year?
They probably will. They made the playoffs.
Yeah, whatever. So anyway, hey, thanks, Seth. But now you know what happens, don't you?
Hey. What happened?
Aaron Rodgers partied.
Oh, well, that's okay. Good. Well,
and that one guy, the guy from, I think, USF, had another breakaway, Willie, but he dropped. I could have caught that.
Oh, yeah.
My bad.
Oh, yeah. No, MVS. Yeah, great game yesterday. Real great game.
Yeah,
real
thanks.
Tight game. Great, great.
Oh, don't tell me I taped it.
Glad they expanded.
Did you think I was going to be like, oh, okay, Seth, we won't talk about
it. What, are you going to watch it in four or 5 years? Like, what do you tape? Well, tape it.
I said I taped it?
Yeah.
What, are you going to break it down, send it over to Nagy, and give your thoughts? Like your Gruden?
It sucked. That's the only thing you need to know. It's disgusting, and I'm mad at Roger Goodell for expanding the playoff field this year. I was rooting for the Bears not to get in. I mean, how disgusting.
Why?
Sorry.
Even though they suck, you didn't want them in?
He says they're disgusting.
What are they going to do?
They disgust him as a Bear fan.
At 8-8, it's more embarrassing than whatever's going on in the NFC East. I mean, when you can't make any noise in the playoffs, what's the point of being there? You know how a lot of people say, oh, get in the playoffs and anything can happen. No, not with this team.
Yeah, but they'll put more wear and tear on the Saints and weaken them a little bit.
But what Seth is saying is, if you just want to crap the bed when you knew the bed was good for crapping and you could have maybe got a top 5 draft pick, now you've locked yourself into a 2021 draft pick, just for being a mediocre playoff guy team at best. You could actually build for the future by sucking more now.
Anyways, they just
right kind
of. Can you beat Aaron Rodgers once in your pathetic lives? Is there any sort of game plan to beat this guy?
Anyway, I don't want to get too sports deal here because Caveman this morning asked me. He's like, hey. Should we get somebody like Anthony Beck or somebody like that to break the playoffs down later this week? And I'm like, no, because collectively we know more about sports or as much about sports in our own little way than any expert we could bring in. So let's just denote a particular segment this week that we go all sports. Be like, hey, Thursday at, you know, from 8:30 to 9:30, we're going to be all sports. And break down the NFL playoffs and things like that. Does that sound good or does it sound stupid?
I won't be here and probably half your listeners will tune out after you spend hour on sports. They don't tolerate it.
Oh, thanks, Dan. Do you agree, Seth? Blitz, what do you feel about that? Like, what do you think, honestly?
I think
it's a wonderful idea.
I think it's a great idea, Bubba.
You're being dumb.
I think Dan's right. I think people hate sports. That's why I did my little sports show on Sunday morning, just completely out of the way. Not even like
my little sports, like a little shack over there.
Yeah, just like we're over here doing our thing.
We got a big mansion, and you got a little shanty guest
carriage house.
Out
it's the
there.
Carriage house.
Yeah, it's the you know what? It's the Bubba's carriage house, isn't it? Yeah.
I think people like the quick sports knowledge, but right. The long form sports they don't like.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so let's. You know what? We'll break the playoffs down as they come, as it comes to us. And it'll be part of our show sprinkled in, or maybe it won't be. Can't promise you nothing around here.
It's like pepper. It's great in small quantities.
Yeah, there you go. I want to thank, Davey D128. I was at the studio on Friday with Tyler because he did his little raffle deal for his body part, panel part.
Body parts? What?
No, he took...
For his race car.
Tyler's got this open wheel modified, and...
You know, he cut off his arm. He was selling his arm.
No, he was.
$50.
Anyway, he's putting a new body on his race car, and he was taking the old body panels off, and a lot of people collect those, you know, things. Mm-hmm. So he did a raffle on his Facebook channel, and we used our lotto machine here at the studio as the backdrop. So I was here on Friday, and I went through the pantry a little bit trying to clean it up with some friends. And I found a case of Monster from the Davey D guy from June, nonetheless.
Wow.
So thank you, Davey D.
Heard you found some sugar.
Would you stop with that?
Okay.
And we've now deducted that we think it might be that it was the Diacos.
It's my sugar. My sugar.
Hold on. Listen, Blitz flipped out then got to the bottom of it, and he thinks Blitz... We think that it might have been the Diacos.
The Diacos.
The culprit.
All three of them?
Yeah. I think it was Steve.
All three of us. Yeah. I sneezed and sugar came out of my nose.
I mean, are you familiar, Danny, with the initial text, or I'm sorry, group text that I sent?
No, I wasn't part of that group text, but I heard about it on the backside.
Oh.
One of the recipients was like, hey.
So Blitz, why do you think it was the Diacos?
Because they're easy to blame.
Oh. I thought we had some hard evidence.
But there wasn't that many people here.
Yeah.
That night.
Whatever. Can everybody stop being so piggish around here and start getting ready for the party?
Just clean up after yourself.
Yeah.
All.
And maybe, you know, spend a little time, you know, sprinkling it up a little bit here and there.
Not with sugar.
Yeah. I try to keep my area clean. Seth walked into a nice, clean microphone area.
Yeah,
I heard
somebody screwed with somebody was eating over there.
It was like a candy graveyard.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last show that was in the studio that could have been using that particular area.
Oh, gee, I can't imagine who did that.
Can you tell me? No,
Dan, do you know who it was?
I think it was my little brother Jay.
he was at that mic.
Yeah, it was Jay
that left Seth's area so bad.
Yeah, he dumped his stocking, which was filled with candy, and after the show, I think he just got up and left.
Damn, Jay.
I tidied up a little bit. I got rid of the candy wrappers,
evidence.
Yeah. I got rid of fine.
I'm tidying up the entire building. Lummy's helping me, and we're starting in the process now, so if you could be mindful and maybe help or whatever as we're trying to get ready for the Bubba Army royalty party.
Tomorrow's after show, Lummy's going to do something as well.
Oh, Lummy, for tomorrow's after show, we're going to have you take down the Christmas tree.
Okay.
Because, you know, I think we put it up during an after show, did we not?
Yeah, we did.
Do you need Big Red for the deconstruction?
Lummy, you need some help.
Yeah.
I'd say either drunk Hootie Who with, well, I would, you know, obviously prefer Big Red, but he's got a regular business. He's got a big time business. I don't know that he can just leave willy nilly and come over and help you with some of your tasks. What do you think?
I'll check with him and then obviously move on to
Hootie. He helped me out tremendously at Bubba Raceway Park. He helped me do, I didn't help him. Him and Creatine Travis replaced all the broken bleachers, which that's a job.
Mm-hmm.
You got to undrill them, then you got to put them the new wood on, then you got to drill a hole for that, then you got to put carry, then you got to countersink a carriage bolt. Poor Big Red.
I remember when you first bought the track, you had to do that to like just about every bleacher.
Yeah.
So how many were replaced?
I think 30.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and Big Red and Creatine Travis, and Big Red's kid was he was driving his mini bike around. Oh, it's I got a whole big talk break about the Bubba Raceway Park stuff. I
look good on YouTube though.
What's that?
Your videos on YouTube, you driving around on the track look good.
Thank you, Stocko.
Without a shelf.
The shelf is now gone, courtesy of Big Red Survey and Company and David Markham, Elwood, and One Eyed Billy. I was in a camper. I watched the Packers. All I can remember is this: is I watched the Packers Titans game in a camper.
Nice.
At Bubba Raceway Park. So it's been a while since. When was the last day that we were on the air terrestrially?
It was the Wednesday Friday. Before or the Thursday before Christmas?
No, was it the 18th?
The Wednesday.
It was the 18th.
It was, yeah. It was the 18th.
Friday. The Friday. Okay. Yeah.
There's been so much that has happened in our world. If you were just like, let's say you're guy, you know, you live in Charleston and you know, you're just an average guy who goes to work and we've become your favorite show over the years, but you're not familiar with our other world, so to speak. We kind of have two worlds. We have like a terrestrial world and then we got like another world. And I think there really are probably some people that live that don't switch back and forth and to only know like our terrestrial world, right?
I'm sure.
And so, man, you know, because you don't go to our YouTube and you don't go to our Instagram and you don't screw around with Twitch. So you don't know a lot of the other stuff that's been happening. So we're going to have to get you up to speed a little bit.
Or better yet,
you know what? Maybe we don't get you up to speed and we just tell you. You could probably go back and look at it all on our various pieces parts, buddy.
For your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Seth, we got it. Oh, yeah. I felt like I was from Wisconsin there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Seth. Yeah,
Hader. Some pop.
Oh, yeah. Seth Hader. We need to get back on our podcasting deal. What's going on, eh?
Oh, yeah. We've been doing it over vacation, sir.
I feel like I'm talking to, like, to a Russian guy.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, but we've done many podcasts over the last 2 weeks.
What is it? Is it Borat?
I give you.
You got Borat. I like Seth Borat.
I deliver you audio entertainment, and I put it to tickle your fancy eardrums.
All right.
Yes.
Have we done one for? Is there one in the can for Tuesday, or we need to cut one for Tuesday?
No, you said you were going to get present his at Leon.
Oh, yeah.
But you said he was too busy swinging, so you couldn't text him.
I don't know. There's been just some Brent Hantley stuff developed and then it undeveloped, and Seth's got a whole pie. I mean, Blitz has got a whole pie chart on the deal.
I mean, but you said you were going to text him to.
All right, so needless to say, the answer is
no.
We don't have one for tomorrow.
No, we don't.
Right. Do you want to? Can we tape one tomorrow after the after show?
Yes.
Because today I'm just shot out.
Yeah.
Busy.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right. And just tentatively it be scheduled just me and you. You know, you and me.
Yes.
Maybe, and if anybody else would like. Actually, I think our most highest performing podcast ever is when we just hung out on a hungout.
That's true.
Right. So do we do an after show and then we stop? And then do a podcast deal. The same people's? Hello?
I mean, I don't think so, but it sounds like that's the only option, so.
Oh, no. How about we do an after show tomorrow? I don't know. It seems like you. How about you go get lunch during our after show?
Okay.
Because I don't think you like doing the after show all the time when it's required. I think it likes to be like an idea of yours. Like, I'm going to stick around. Like, I don't think you like when I plan you to be part of the after show.
I mean, well, okay.
So do you want to be part of the after show tomorrow or not? Or do you want to go get lunch and then we do a podcast follow-up?
Yeah.
See, I know you pretty well.
Yeah. Lunch sounds great.
Yeah. So, like, we'll do an after show. You go get your $9, you know, cha latte grass, smoothie.
Yeah.
With a bagel and some schmear. And then come back and then whoever, boom, after show's done. And then whoever wants to stick around for the podcast, stick around. If not, scram.
Okay.
I think Seth just wants it, you and him, for the podcast, it sounds like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Hey.
Live, I'm kidding.
Hey, here's the deal. Me and Seth will do a podcast, and if we want you, we'll invite you.
There you go.
But don't be thinking you might get an invite, because at the end of the day, it could be just me and him. And if it is that way, don't be a little bitch about it and be mean. Just realize it's him and I's franchise, not yours. If we wanted you, we would want you. We'll tell you if we want.
I want the Anna After Dark franchise.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
It's just
Anna, did any dark stuff happen during your vacation?
In California?
Anywhere.
No, it was great. I feel amazing. I don't think I've ever been happier, to be honest with you.
Except for you with that autistic kid.
Yeah, that was bad, but everything else around that was great. So
we got into a big autistic kid breakdown at one of our other programs. I don't know if we need to do
Twitch,
that.
Yeah.
I think we should just probably keep it, as Seth would say, keep it packed over there. Not unpack it over here.
I mean, my interest is peaked. Can we talk about this outside at least?
I'll give you the 411.
Anna had to fly behind a 2-year-old autistic child from California.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I don't think he was autistic. And he was making full sentences, and he was like,
we were breaking down whether he was autistic or not, and we were making sure that people knew that autistic kids are very important. We were thinking that this mom was using autism as a way to cope with her bad parenting. And it's way over there on our Twitch world, and you probably can go find it if you're a subscriber.
Wait, did Anna, like, say something like your kid's too loud, and the mom said, my kid has autism?
No, I spoke to the flight attendant.
Yeah, Anna took it to the next bitch level.
No, I commended her. I said, you're doing a great job. That kid's an a-hole. And she says, that kid has autism. I go, okay. And?
All right, stop.
Still an a-hole.
Oh, man. Stop. Hi, the opinions of the Bubba the Love Sponge don't necessarily reflect
this is
the
back to the bone, Anna.
Stupid ass woman who can't keep a job in radio. And bottom line is, she might not be having this job much longer if she keeps having stupid outbursts like that. Thank you, Bubba Radio Network. Anna, we're not talking about that over here, buddy.
Sorry.
Didn't mean to call you buddy.
That's okay.
Let me just get this show going. I'm now 28 minutes before I even got to even start getting into my notes.
She has the compassion of a sandspur.
Dan, you just danned it up. We had it packed, okay. And you went straight from the Zwinker deal there. She's as compassionate as a sandspur. Think about it, Dan. Think about it twice, and you shouldn't have said it.
Okay.
All right, so listen. I feel as if I need to maybe take a break now. That would be the responsible thing to do because I have so much to get into. And there's probably going to be a lot spoken during the hot mic. I probably will just tell you guys all to shut up because I got a lot of notes to write. And you guys can do your little hot mic thing like you do. But I'm thinking I'd take a break because I wanted to start the show a certain way. And we completely knew we were not going to start the show in that way, that we would have been squirreled prior to the mic's opening. And indeed, that's what happened. We squirreled ourselves from my opening.
So we do a redux?
No, I just think we do some words, rehydrate, maybe go out back, track meet, and maybe start the show next. My Sunday didn't go much better. I got the Bubba Raceway Park water truck stuck axles deep.
Where at?
At the track.
Well, but I mean, like, on the track or somewhere else?
In the new little sand infield berm that I'm doing on the bottom part of the track.
Oh, okay.
Trying to finish it off, make it look real nice. I put sand in there, and I planted 400 pounds of winter rye. Me, my fat ass, walking with the spreader.
One seed at a time?
No.
Pushing it in?
With one of those broad...
eighth of an inch per seed?
With one of those broad... What do you think, I'm Bubba Appleseed? No. With one of those $55, Home Depot plastic after the first time you use it.
Right, but they work.
Spreaders. God, if I would have had video of that, my fat ass, I walked 400 pounds worth of winter rye.
Now would be a good time to tell you that I got one that I can hook up to the back of my ATV and you could just use that.
Yeah, great.
Is that how you seed your property?
Yeah, I have.
So from Blitz cleaning the flood up yesterday to me literally being stuck axles deep where... Elwood had to use the bulldozer to get out, and Red Tape Ken was flipping out, and One-Eyed Billy had his way. Oh, no. I got it stuck, and One-Eyed Billy goes, man, we get that out. It ain't no problem.
Does he really have one eye?
Yeah, yes, One-Eyed Billy has one eye.
How did he lose the other?
He got shot in the head.
Oh, nice.
For real?
For real.
Don't get him confused with One-Eyed Terry, though. Yeah. He used to edit Bubba's porno clips.
And stole my hard drives.
Oh.
Yeah.
And we can't bring get him that back. Up indirectly.
We can't get him up. We can't get him back.
Don't be mad at me.
He talks to Lummy all the time. He sends him pictures of him in Key West, I
Lummy,
think.
Lummy, I will give you a bounty.
If you turn your friend in.
Lummy. By the way, Lummy, Bounty is a chocolate bar from the UK.
No, yeah. So no. Lummy, I'll give you cold hard cash if you get my hard drives. If you can somehow coerce him.
I talked to him about it.
Okay, listen to me. That's great. Talking about one thing.
What'd he say?
Me giving you $300 cash.
Big Country 2988 with 10,000, 10 bits.
Oh, my God. First horn of the year.
Woo. Sounds fresh.
So, Lummy, I don't care if you have to drive halfway to the Keys. $300, buddy. You take the smart car.
When you talk to him, Lummy, what do you say?
Most of it's him sending me pictures of his adventures in Key West with all the Adam Sandler people.
That's great. How about sending Bubba's hard drives, buddy? It'd really make me look good. I love you, Terry. You're my
chances,
friend.
He sent pictures of, like, needles or anything.
Listen.
Hey, Bubba, is he living the good life because he stole your hard drive?
I don't
Is
really
he hanging
wanna...
out with the Adam Sandler people because of this?
Seth, I don't want to unpack this.
Okay. All right, we'll leave
back
it there.
In the closet.
Leave it inside.
I'll give you some therapy stuff that you might be able to respond to. Seth, like, please don't let me unpack this.
Sorry, I'm just fascinated by One-Eyed Terry and his adventures.
Big Country 2988, get the 10 subs.
I was getting to... you're distracting me from my One-Eye story, which is Billy, One-Eyed Billy. I get the BRP, the Bubba Raceway Park water truck stuck axles deep.
Good thing that doesn't weigh much.
It's 80,000 pounds. Loaded.
Oh
no, loaded. I had it full of water, so it's 80,000 pounds. Oh. And Red Tape Ken, who probably next to Blitz is the most negative person I know, comes out. And so me and Billy already got it assessed. I'm like, Billy, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get this skid steer right here. I actually should send you. I got a picture on my phone. I go, Billy, I'm going to get this skid steer right here, and I'm going to take off the super packer that got attached to the Big Mac. I'm going to roll that around there with the skid steer. You go, and he goes, well, I'm just going to tell you right now, we're going to unload this water because this is not going to go nowhere unless we get the water.
You had to drain it.
So I'm like, oh, my God, it's going to ruin all of this new seed that I planted and all this sand.
Oh, yeah,
in
you'd
here.
Already seeded it.
I got 4,000 gallons of water that I'm going to have to unload on it. I'm just going to tell you right now, if you don't get that water off that there truck, we're not getting it out of here. We're just simply not going to move 80,000 pounds. And at that point, you're risking flipping it in the whole nine yards. And I'm like, then Ken comes out there, and he's like, oh, my God, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. And it's, oh, my God, we're going to have to, oh, my God, I got to call Tom Bean. And, oh, my God, this is the worst thing ever, and we're doomed and zoomed, and we're not going to be able to get to this truck till
doomed
Thursday.
Doomed and zoomed.
And we're not going to be able to get to this truck until at least, I don't know, say Thursday after it's all dried out. Oh, and if once we finally get it out, we're going to have to get heavy equipment up
once
in here to get it out.
Once the seed sprouts, get some traction.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's just like doom and gloom, and I mean, oh, my God, we're going to have to hire heavy equipment, big-time rocker.
Call in a crane.
Yeah, call in a crane. And we're doomed and zoomed. And I said, like, listen, yes, we're going to be okay because we
love
got
the doomed and zoomed.
We're going to be okay. I'm like, listen, we're unload the water. Okay. And then we'll call Elwood, who Elwood at that point is the one who can really run the bulldozer really, really good. Because remember, we got a bulldozer from Sunbelt.
Yeah, he's Bigwood Greater Man.
Until tomorrow. So I'm like, now, this was Sunday, and Elwood was scheduled to be with his grandchild today, you know, Sunday, because he has a family and stuff.
Right.
So it's just me and One-Eyed Billy and Red Tape Ken up there. And the only person that can get us out of this conundrum, you know, would be Elwood.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, I'll rip the front end right off the, you know, I mean, I'm just saying. I know my limitations. And let me just show you this right here on camera, Blitz, if you can see. Let me. That's the water truck.
Oh, wow.
Axles deep. And that's all sand.
Oh, man. Yeah. That looks like it like got swept away in a flood.
Bad. Yeah. Like, and then,
who drove it onto that?
Me. I made a mistake. Sorry. My name's on the place. I'm allowed to make mistakes.
Should be a sign that says danger quicksand.
So, Elwood.
Danger Bubba driving.
Elwood comes out, yanks it out, no big deal. And Elwood comes up and says, I got this special chain. I've taken out 50-ton loggers with this chain. He's got this magic chain.
Was it a chain or was it a snatch rope?
It was a chain.
Oh, okay.
But, like, the chain that we were going to use, the track would probably snap.
Sure.
So Elwood comes out first fight, goes, no, I'm going to get on this dozer. I'm the Ric Flair of pulling stuff out. So he pulls, he yanks it right on out. Then he gets on the bulldozer and scrapes all that area that I made and fixed it all. And it, you know.
Nice.
And Red Cape Ken, you know, I think's really mad at me.
Now, are you going to be watering that to get the seed to go?
Well, that's what my plan was, but I needed to do it from the track, not from the infield, because I didn't know the infield was that soft. So I did water it, but I bet you all my seed from that particular area that Elwood had to re-bulldozer over, I bet you that's going to be a little bald spot right there.
A little bit.
And look real stupid.
That stuff usually grows really fast, too.
I broke my back broadcast spreading it. Oh, my Lord, it was the worst.
Your back.
I really realized.
Were you like holding it up or something?
No, but have you ever tried to push?
Oh, in sand?
No, in dirt clods, like big clocks, and it's just like little plastic garden wheel deals. It's made to be like on Mr. McGillicuddy's pristine refined lawn, not Bubba's, you know, dirt clotted infield racetrack deal. So I started doing that. Then my heart started beating like I'm really out of breath.
Oh no!
And I'm like, man. This is even like a next level of cardio kind
of
deal.
Some rye seed's going to take you down.
No, but like I got dirt hoppers on and I'm trying to walk through sand walking on sand is a lot harder than walking on hard surface. It really takes the energy out of
it. It does. Like walking on the beach is exhausting.
Why is that?
It's because every move, when you walk, there's usually like a hard surface underneath you and your body is used to that.
When you're soft, you got all these adjustments you're making?
You can make a lot of adjustments.
That's
exactly.
Why I love walking on the beach.
Seth, let's go walk on the beach so we can make a lot of adjustments.
Well, it sounds like you don't want to make a lot of adjustments, Bubba. You know, I mean,
Shut up, Seth, you numbnut.
Okay, screw you. Walk, and I don't care.
So, Bubba,
go drown.
When you're driving,
drown. Walk right into the water till it goes over your head. Keep walking.
Seth,
right,
Seth? Quicksand.
No adjustment when you're drowning.
Take a long walk on a short pier.
You just drown.
Oh, my Lord.
So, Bubba, when you were driving that thing into the sand, I mean, did it go immediately from like normal to just sank?
You go from like 11 miles an hour to zero.
Pretty quick.
So it wasn't like subtle. You weren't like trying to back it up and go forward and getting deeper and deeper and deeper.
Nothing's really abrupt at 11. So I mean, it just was a slow, like I probably went from 11 to 4 to zero, you know? And then of course you instinctually try to back it out and then you just dig yourself in more. Mm-hmm. And then you start flipping it out and you put in low and you try to go forward and then you just
big man 028 12,000 business.
Just when you thought there could be a letdown for the new year. No way people are opening up their wallets. Thank you.
Bubba, is maintaining a racetrack a full-time job?
Oh, my God. It's the worst.
Do you make it a full-time job because of all the damage you do?
Both.
Okay.
Well, no, not the damage. It's just
it's
like
the mistakes.
It's like I almost love it. It's therapeutic for me, but I want to bitch about it.
Sure.
But isn't that everything?
It is.
Isn't that everything that everybody has? Like a guy be like, man, my back really hurts from playing, 37 rounds of golf this weekend. But he loves to play. But he loves playing golf.
Yeah. People say that. I'm not very. Yeah, that's who says that? Who do you hang out with that says that?
Everybody.
Really?
Maybe I'm just hanging out with negative people. Maybe that's part of my
37 holes of golf. People are so happy to get away from their families. I don't hear them complaining about their backs.
Sorry, Seth.
No, I don't know. I'm just saying.
So I don't even know where to begin. So I wake up to. I just want to warn everybody that I have two setups in life. I have a vacation setup, and then I have when we're back to regular schedule programming setup, Monday through Friday setup.
Okay.
And I've been on my vacation Bubba Light setup, since the 18th, quite frankly.
Well, is your vacation setup a lighter setup?
Yes.
Okay.
To go up and down?
Yeah. But when your body is not had the full, when your body's been running on the light setup for what now?
2 weeks.
Or longer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hit it with your normal setup, then it's like, whoo.
Are you feeling a little glitchy?
No, I'm feeling a little shot out.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tell you why.
And he's on it.
So I wake up. I wanted to start out the day and go to the gym, because I'm trying to like work out a little bit more and eat a little better.
Mm-hmm. Did you wake up early during the last 2 weeks or were you like sleeping in a little bit? What does sleeping in mean to you? Like seven, eight?
Yeah. Yeah. Sleeping in's like eight or nine.
That's great.
And I did a lot of that. We did some nighttime shows. We did some afternoon podcasts. We did a couple 9 a.m. podcasts. We're going to get into all that when I recant my vacation. And, Dan, we're going to talk to you about yours as well. But today I wanted to get up at 3:50 and go to the gym and get my, you know, get going that way.
Is that an hour later than you usually wake up?
Well, no, you're right, 2:50.
Okay.
You're right, 2:50. But instead I didn't turn my alarm on. I had it set for 2:50, but it didn't go off. So instead I wake up at 4 just naturally. And I've already missed the gym. So I'm like kind of freaked out and mad. Because I think, because I'm very ritual based.
Well, can you go later?
No.
He's got like 12 hours all day.
No. After the show, I'm just so exhausted.
I know.
Like I can't make it over there, but I need to. I need to. And I'm that's my, one of my resolutions is to maybe start doing two-a-days.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, like doing morning and after the show.
But like every day, though?
Well, I mean, I didn't even get to the first one today, so that one's pretty much.
Start with one.
That one
get
lasted.
Get that under your belt.
You just work out all day, Bubba. Just take
New
a day
Year's
off work.
Deal, that lasted 4 days. So anyway, I couldn't even get there for my first one today, let alone two, bitch.
Yeah, so, you still
you've already said you won't be going later.
And yeah.
Tomorrow.
I could tell you dropped a few LBs over vacation. It looks like 3 to 4. You look very svelte.
Thank you very much.
Really good.
So I wake up at 4 naturally. I do my set. I now do my regular, back to regularly scheduling programming setup. It hits me all of a sudden. Bam. Next thing I know, it's 3:50.
Wait, you're going back in time?
No, I'm sorry. It's 4.
It's a dream, Jeff.
It's a hell of a setup right there.
It was 4, and then it went back to 3:50 after a couple of times.
It's 4:30, okay. And I'm jacked. I'm like, whoa. And I get like, instead of going to the gym, and I start writing. I just start writing stuff.
Yeah, you have like pages full of notes.
And I just sit down and start writing. And I got like the reverse of what they have, what they call it, writer's block. I got the reverse of that. Like,
writer diarrhea.
Like I'm just going crazy. Writing stuff for the show and just go, I got all these ideas. And so I start writing down.
And you use Sharpies, right?
No, I used a black pen in this instance.
Okay. Yes. A lot of times you use Sharpie.
A black Bic Velocity 1.6 is my preferred.
Your pen of choice?
Yes. Because it has such a
good grip.
Silky. No, it has such a good, it has a silky fat
writing,
feel.
Yeah, writing technique.
Like when you take a regular ball pen, it feels like you're like cutting the paper almost.
Right,
I like to glide across the paper like I'm from.
Oh,
like
it's got the glide.
Yeah. I like to glide across my paper like a 70s, you know, black guy working at a car wash, you know, like just glide.
Smooth.
Smooth, yeah.
Gotcha.
I get it.
Not working at a car wash, but the movie car wash. You know how those brothers were just real cool and
at
stuff?
At the car wash.
Yeah, that's how I want my pen to go.
There
glide
was a movie
across.
Car wash?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Big 80s
It's about
movie.
This hot, no, yeah, late 70s, early 80s. It was about this chick. She was really hot, and she was always picking her hair, snapping gum. And she was it was a car wash, like in L.A., and all the little stories of the guys that worked there, including the cashier.
Okay.
And it was, it's funnier than hell.
I'll probably never watch it.
Nope. Oh. I might go watch the car wash. I might make it mandatory. Blitz, Seth, what if I said, listen, part of your show homework is to watch the car wash?
Oh, mandatory movie Monday? It's a bit taking the world by storm in 2021.
I mean, some shows play, you know, Guess Who Farted, and we're playing, you know, Mandatory Monday.
That's right.
Is what we're doing. Hold on here. This is just to give you a little example. Potentially, of what you might be watching.
Can I get a hold of your writings for Instagram? Can I get a hold of your writings and just take a picture of them?
Oh, hold on here. Let me look at them. Maybe not.
Because I've also...
Maybe not. Maybe. I'll have to scratch some stuff out, maybe.
I need something to accompany Dr. Dan's fireworks video that I just posted.
What?
I got a good video Dr. Dan sent me. It's,
You said it was nice and short.
It's...
Dr. Dan sent you a video for our Instagram.
Yeah,
of
fireworks.
They were from Rob Elder's 50th birthday / New Year's Eve party.
Yeah, it's a 3-minute video. So if you
minutes?
If you like fireworks.
Dan, you sent 3 minutes
Christ
of straight shit.
He had 12 minutes of literally like finale level fireworks.
Who did?
Rob Elder.
At his house?
On a barge about 100 feet off his dock.
Man, I wasn't invited to that party.
You Woo! Weren't, but we got 3 minutes of fireworks footage for you on the Bubba Army Instagram.
It's absolutely incredible, though.
Dear Rob, I'm inviting you to my Bubba Army royalty party, but just want to let you know, thanks for the invite for your super spectacular fireworks on a barge, Willie. Wish I could have been there.
Sincerely, the guy shot it off.
Sincerely, Todd. Who was all there, Dan? Was Jimmy Clevis there? Yes.
Yeah.
All of the boy, Jay. Yeah. Steve, of course. Yeah.
Wait, did Blitz do the fireworks?
I'm not even part of
that. Ramita didn't make it.
I'm not part of that clique.
Ramita didn't make it.
I'm not even part of that clique. I don't get invited to Rob Elder's 50th birthday party for real.
Was it fairly close to here?
It's right around the corner.
I know the guy that shot it off.
When was it, Dan?
It was New Year's Eve.
I laid in bed and watched Ryan Seacrest and J-Lo Alex Rodriguez chaser.
Oh, God.
For real.
I know.
I laid in bed and watched Dick Clark, who's dead now, New Year's Rockin' Eve, hosted by Ryan Seacrest with a J-Lo kicker and an A-Rod backside. I wish I could have been part of the cool club and invited.
Well, you can be. Just watch the video, Bubba.
Yeah. Wow.
Dan, did you film the whole thing?
Was it even prepared for the invite?
Yeah, but it's like four different videos.
Dan, did you really?
Yeah. Dan, wouldn't you be freaked out if you were me and you were excluded from those festivities?
You know what? I don't know why you were. That makes no sense to me. You should have been invited.
No, but like, wouldn't you be a little bit
I'd be a little miffed.
I'd be like, I thought I was, I guess I'm not.
Well, I found out about it about 5 days ahead of time, and Steve was like, you're going to Rob's 50th, right? I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, it's New Year's Eve. It's at his house. He's having fireworks.
Yeah,
you have
least,
to go.
I'm at like, least you were invited, though. I mean, you know, word of mouth.
That's the barge being pulled out to the area.
If you ask the Lily from AT&T, word of mouth advertising was what everybody used before digital yippee-os.
Yeah, that's what people used to do.
Yeah, well.
Would you have gone, Bubba?
Yes, absolutely I would have gone.
You should have been my date. I should have just had you
come. Yeah,
should have,
could have, would have. I'm supposed to be the spokesperson for Elder Four,
too. I was expecting to see you there.
See, like, there's this little, Seth, there's this little clique of people. It's Jeff Chiragante.
Not there.
It's all the Diacos. I guarantee you Jeff was invited.
Mm.
Rob Elder. Here's Elder's posse, who I thought. It starts and stops with Jay. He loves Jay more than anything in the world. Steve.
Yeah.
Like, Steve, I think I might be on Elder payroll.
Vice versa.
To be Rob's life coach. Steve very well be making $100,000 a year to be Rob's life coach. I don't know. If Rob, of course, and then Jay and Steve and Jimmy Clevis and who else? Like, you don't
There's
think...
a bunch of people I didn't know.
All right, hold on.
Like that whole...
But within this world, Jimmy Clevis, Rob Elder, all of the Diacos, aren't I in that? And Jeff Chiragante.
Yep.
I'm in that posse, aren't I?
So but Jeff was excluded.
So let me tell you something. If Jimmy Clevis had a big surprise birthday party, you don't think I'd be invited?
You would.
When Krista Diaco had her 50th, was I invited?
Yep. And I invite you to all my stuff.
I'm not invited to Elder's 50th? Okay, whatever. Okay.
I had nothing to do with the invite list.
Can we call him on the air, Bubba, and face him about it?
No, I'm going to go to a car wash trailer. Do you need gas, freak?
They'll do it by hand at Mr. B's.
Right? This is the movie Car Wash, Seth, that you'll just absolutely love.
Hey, Mr. B's.
Morning, Snapper.
Only determination.
Got the big three.
Dedication.
Yeah, I don't know if this is necessarily probably the right video to play. This might have been a different time.
Yeah,
I don't know if that. Yeah, there you go.
It's not 2021.
Let's watch that 3-minute firework video.
Yeah.
I think it might be more appealing and maybe more. Better for my job security to play the Dan Diaco got invited to Rob Elder's 50th 12-minute firework extravaganza that Bubba wasn't invited to video that's available on our Instagram already with 171 views. I think that will keep my job.
Half of those are me, by the way.
What's that, Blitz?
Half of those views are me. I've been watching it all morning.
Oh, they're all laughing, having a good time without you, Spongeo.
Was Russ Bruno there?
Nope.
That's just because he's out of town.
Oh.
Now, when you're 50 years old and you own a couple dealerships and you're as big of a pimp as Rob Elder to have a $15,000 fireworks display board, a barge.
You're about right.
Yeah, a $15,000 fireworks display, Willie. Like, are you standing there and everybody's gathered around and you're like what's the official, how do you do it?
Well, he just got a new house and it's absolutely incredible. He's on 2 acres on that lake. And so we all just sat by the water's edge. He's got like a little beach.
Are they playing music or anything?
There was music associated with the fireworks. There was music associated with the fireworks.
So was it?
It was staged.
Everybody's
to
saying
music.
Happy birthday to Rob, and then mm-hmm. after, and happy birthday to dear Rob. Boom! And then, like, it's a Kiss concert, and then open the fireworks open up.
We did a little birthday thing a little earlier, and then right at midnight, the fireworks hit.
Did you give him an envelope?
Yeah, Rob got an envelope.
Bigger than my envelope?
No.
I mean,
this is a gesture.
Thanks, because, I mean, we'll talk about really having some inner struggles with my little peanut head. Bubba, talking to yourself, Bubba, yeah. Hey, you didn't get invited to Rob Elder's birthday party. That means they don't think that you're part of the cool club anymore. You're just pathetic. Look at yourself. Yeah, but at least I got to shut up. I'm talking to myself, Dan. I can hear you trying to jump in on. Don't jump in on my inner conversation. Yeah, but don't worry about it, Bubba. Rob didn't get near as big an envelope as what you did for Christmas. Oh, yeah, you're right. That means Dan still likes me better, right? Yep. Okay, perfect. You know how much worse it would have been as I'm talking to my stupid self and be like, and not only did you get invited there, big boy, but Rob got a bigger envelope than you did. Whoa.
And Tucci Troyer was there.
Tucci Troyer was there. And Phoebe Cushing. And by the way,
he was lighting the fireworks.
And by the way,
he's down low, really.
And by the way, Phoebe Cushing got an invite for buying the most cars in 2020. I mean, God, Bubba, can it get any worse than that? No, it really can't.
Yeah, they bought four cars last year.
Yeah. Four cars in 60 days. It's a new book.
I did get the invite, Bubba. I was just busy not doing anything.
And to top it all off, Bubba, as you're in bed watching, you know, R.I.P. Dick Clark with an Alex Rodriguez J-Lo kicker, hosted by none other than Ryan Seacrest, as you lay in bed by yourself after having watched the Joker movie about a guy that's crazier than you, they put Rob's $15,000 fireworks display that you weren't invited to on your Instagram. Ha ha!
Are you laughing at yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
it's okay, Bubba. You don't have to. You know what, Bubba? Listen. This is Bubba trying to pep Bubba back up. Okay. Hey, buddy. Listen, you didn't have to go out there and play the game, brother. You can just watch these fireworks courtesy of Dan. Dan's your man. He posted it up, Willie. This is the high spot of the whole party. You don't have to act fake and test people and tell people that you're doing okay and have to put your big boy jeans on.
That's sort of his kicking, isn't it?
None of that. You didn't have to put your big boy jeans on. You didn't have to walk a half a mile to the entrance. Nothing. You didn't have to drive your smart car and park it next to a Ferrari. None of that, buddy. You're okay. Just keep working it, kid. Let's get through today. Tomorrow's another day. You're never alone. Call 1-800-273-8255.
Oh, no.
What number is that?
Don't worry about it.
Suicide hotline.
Man, this is a really swell event, isn't it?
Dr. Dan, how many people were there?
Oh, everybody but me.
Hundreds.
For real, Dan?
No, there's like 40 people.
I'm not even part of Rob Elder's 40th coolest people. Great.
Maybe 50.
That's okay. I'll be invited to Bond Auto Sales 50th.
This area old Dodge.
Fusello Kia. Yeah. Bubba, you're going to go Billy Fusil's wake.
Jesus Christ.
That's great.
Bubba, I think Dan
15K up in the air, buddy.
Bubba, woo! I think Dan is bothered that you weren't invited. I think he's legitimately bothered.
He should be, because
there's no reason for it. I don't know why. It has to have been an oversight.
And you know what, Dan? It's kind of hurtful. Like, it kind of sucks.
Yeah, I didn't.
When I was Johnny on top, boy, people couldn't invite me more. Now when I need my friends more than ever, you slight me. That sucks.
I invite you
I'm the spokesperson for your dealership, Rob.
I invite you to everything, Bubba.
That's okay.
You have an open invite.
You know who was there for you, Bubba? Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
That's who was there, and you'll never forget it.
Yeah. I will. Kicker. Seacrest out.
And so is the Joker.
And it has
easy,
been.
Quiet. Dan, that's not the opinions of the Bubba the Love Sponge show. We do not use the T word, buddy. Okay. Thanks.
Sorry.
And by the way, Dan, those three people that you scoff at were there for me. You weren't. So pipe it down there.
Why does Dan hate J-Lo so much?
I don't know, but he needs to pipe it down, because I can't stand who. I mean, I'm just saying, I can't stand not being invited to the cool club. It's because of you, Dan. And
it's my fault. Yeah, I said, Rob. Do
no,
not
but you're the
spokes. Baba.
You're the one that can get stuff done, buddy.
Dan, can I a serious question?
You're the one that got the manager from Longhorn to finally give you an answer.
No video for you.
Oh, nobody will get to bottom. Nobody will get to the bottom of it quicker than you, Dan.
It took 10 days.
As to why the hell I didn't get invited.
If you thought about for a second, like, oh, Bubba didn't get invited,
breaks his little heart. Is what it does.
Would you still have sent me the video, knowing that Bubba was going to find out he wasn't invited through the video?
Nope.
Okay. All right, just seeing. So, okay.
I was not trying to upset him.
Okay. Dan regrets sending
but
the video.
I mean, Dan, you could probably be in our little inner circle of friends, realize that is, it just does kind of hurt my feelings.
No,
kinda
absolutely.
Makes me, but it just bumps me out.
I get it. I get it 100%. I totally get it.
You've never not been invited.
I have.
No, by whom?
I get excluded all the time.
Hold on, Dan.
Ask Jay. Jay goes to Costa Rica, and he tells me like 4 days before he leaves, oh, we're going to Costa Rica this weekend. You're invited. I'm like, dude.
That's
how am I going to cancel
stuff.
My whole life?
How do you
life?
Think he does that?
That's brotherly stuff. I'm talking about the posse. I'm talking about birthdays and like, you know.
Talk about trips
I'm
to Costa Rica.
About, I'm talking about birthdays and celebration amongst these people. Jeff Chiragante.
I haven't gotten
Jimmy
invited to a Jeff Chiragante thing in them forever.
Jimmy
I can't
Clevis.
You.
You don't miss a Jimmy Clevis.
Well, he invites me to everything.
Exactly.
And Jimmy would invite you to everything.
I know, whatever. I don't want to get into it anymore. I'll just watch the Instagram.
How do we
I?
Get them back, Bubba? Should we just
not
have
worried
a
about
roped off section at the Bubba Army Royalty Party?
You know what? I invited Rob Elder to my Bubba Army
Let's
Royalty
revoke
Party.
It.
And he's getting a ring. And Rob's getting a ring.
Oh, I may
and
hold the
Rob's
ring.
Getting a ring.
I may hold
Can
the ring.
Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
Need to find someone else named Rob that needs a ring.
Jimmy Clevis is getting a ring.
Yeah, but Jimmy's got your back.
Jeff Chiragante is getting a ring. The boys are getting the rings. Fabrizi's getting a ring.
Fabrizi gives you an envelope?
Yes, I did get an envelope from Fabrizi. Good. I got my whole envelope inventory written right down as part of a segment. Thanks for asking.
Oh, by the way, I might need that cane and air filter again. I kind of had a mishap on mine.
On your four-wheeler?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that. We got to get that into when we break Blitz's deal down. We haven't even got to Bubba's New Year's Eve uninvite deal. Yeah, this is great.
Looks like a lot of fun.
Happy birthday, Rob. 12 minutes. 15 Gs. Open up a new Range Rover Willy with a Jaguar kicker.
Man, I didn't realize
got a jet on deck.
How many people have their birthday on New Year's Eve? It seemed to be very popular this year.
Only real popular people. Popular, powerful people. All right, whatever. So... this morning, I start writing stuff. And look, I wrote this, and this, and this, and this. And I don't want to give you guys too many seconds to look at it, of my notes, so to speak, because some of them are you know, probably...
inappropriate?
Inappropriate and privileged, if you will.
Seems like you were just excited to get back today and see everybody.
I kind of was. But then I, you know, kind of, I think I overset up. My body's shocked. I'm in a little bit of a shock right now.
Do you ever
so I want to make sure that everybody knows that this, you know, particular show is under protest. I'm by myself.
From yourself. Your own show is under protest.
I'm not responsible for anything that happens on today's show. I'm not of sound.
What's the name of the show?
I'm not of sound mind today. That's the show.
Do you ever use a fountain pen, Bubba, when you're writing like that?
No, nothing.
He would get ink everywhere.
Listen to me, Dan. I only
is that the one with the feather on it?
Dan, if
that's
I was
a quill.
If I was a president of the United States and they asked me to use some fancy pen, I'd be like, "Give me this Bic pen, maybe encased in some kind of something fanciness." But I'd have to have the guts.
Yeah, those are really nice pens, but they're kind of cheap. And I mean, like cost wise, they're not like an expensive pen.
Oh, I'm not big. Dan, are you Dan, are you expensive pen guy?
I've gone back and forth.
Oh, God.
And so
nothing screams as I got too much money when you got to, you know, you just can't write on a regular pen. You got to have like a $400 pen in order to sign.
So
Dan, tell the truth. Don't lie.
I was, you know, Nick's in town. Steven's kid, Nick, is in town. And he, you know, is always studying. Even when he doesn't have school, he studies. He's just one of those guys that likes to learn.
Give you a brand new 1,000 bits.
And he's gotten into fountain pens. And so, you know, instead of giving him a, you know, gift certificate for Christmas, I actually ordered him a really pretty fountain pen. But when I did that, No, I didn't get it on Mont Blanc. I got him something that was really pretty. It was covered in like abalone.
Dan, how much it cost? Don't lie.
It wasn't that much. But while I was ordering that,
what is that? Not what is not much.
We're just trying to get into.
Yeah, we get a pack of pens of Bics. You know, at Walgreens for $6.99.
It's a little over 100.
All right.
That's actually not bad. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, but while
cheap,
I ordered that
cheap
one,
by your gift standards.
Yeah, but while I ordered that one, I saw the $400.
If I'm your nephew, man, I'm thinking, man, my uncle only spent $100 on me. Well, Bubba Clem's envelope was three times that.
At the same time, I bought myself a $400 Mont Blanc.
No,
what?
You bought Nick the nephew $100 Willie.
Yeah.
When he's really into pins.
Right.
And you're not really necessarily into pins.
Nope.
But God forbid that somebody has something nicer than you.
Yep.
And you got a $450 YPO.
Yep.
Why?
Because I felt like it.
Is it just gold? Why is
it's
it so expensive?
It's just gold. Yeah, it's a Mont Blanc gold.
But I don't know what Mont Blanc. I just know that means something white.
Mont Blanc makes really nice fountain pens.
Hold on. Yeah. So, Dan, what are you going to do with this fountain pen?
Well, you know, I'm not sure because after...
Write with it? You don't actually use it?
Like, are you going to have it in your office?
I tell you what,
are
if
you
going to
be like, is it going to be on display? Is it going to be like a sword? What?
I don't even think porch pirates would try to steal this from Dan. I think they would leave this.
Yeah, Dan. So, like, what are you going to do with
a
$450 deal? Here?
Well, you know, I got it, and then I had to get the ink for it, and I bring it over to Steve's house. And I'm like, you know, Nick, help me with this fountain pen. It's got like this plunger thing. It's got ink cartridges.
You mean the one you didn't give him?
Hold on,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah.
Help me with this gift that's better than yours.
Now, when you asked him to help you with your pen, was it before or after you gifted him his $100 deal?
It's after, but I gave him a pen he's never seen before.
I know, but
he
you
loved
gave,
it.
But
it's
nothing's worse than when
you give your
nephew a $100 pen. Now, mind you, this guy's into pens.
He can get it when Dan dies. Like, why does Dan's nephew need to have a better pen than Dan, the doctor/lawyer?
But then Dan, who cheaped the guy out on the deal, then says, "Will you help me assemble my $600 Willie here?" The guy that's really into pens.
So he puts.
That'd be like, I'm really into cars. Thank you for my Kia, as you asked me to wax your Ferrari.
That sounds about right.
Bitch.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, well,
and I'm really into Ferraris, too.
When you're my age, you can have the Ferrari.
All right, so
in the meantime,
continue on.
You're driving the Kia.
What are you going to do with this pen?
So I give it to Nick to you know, ink it up and get it all working. He goes, oh, here it is. It's good to go. So I start writing with it. And it's really nice to write with.
Well, I hope so.
And then Nick grabs it and goes, look, the end of it's really flexible. And he takes it and he pushes down really hard on it to flex the tip.
And broke it.
And he broke them off.
Oh.
Did you break him then?
No, he's like, it's supposed to do that. It's supposed to do that. It doesn't
now,
write anymore.
Do you get a warranty on it?
I don't know, man. He destroyed a $400 pen.
Uncle Eric with 1,000 bits.
Did he give you his $100 pen?
No.
Did Steve intervene? Did Steve
Steve's
write
like,
a...
I'll replace it. I can't believe that.
Did Steve write a contract up? Sign right here, Dan. Because he always, you know, tries to get everything all handled.
I'm like, just don't worry about it, guys. I'll never use the pen anyway.
So now it is hanging on the wall like a sword, like Bubba said.
Dan, exactly.
Can we take your just newly discarded, I scoff at this broken pin, and maybe give it away to somebody at the party?
I'm going to try to get it fixed, I think.
Yeah, thanks.
Or we can give it away.
No, we can fix it. You need to fix it.
I'm going to try to fix it.
There's a lot of pen
mechanics.
Repairs.
Blitz said for $81 to get a soldering gun out and he'll have that thing whipped into shape, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, there's a guy in St. Pete that does pens and pencil sharpeners.
Yeah. He's about as lonely as the Maytag man right now. So he gets a couple repairs each year. Right?
Apparently there's a place in Tampa somewhere.
What, that fixes
them, yeah.
Fixes $4 pens?
Yeah.
I like to just sit across the street and watch all the douchebags that are bringing in their $500 pens to be fixed.
Yeah, right? I'll make Nick do it.
It's just a front for laundering money.
It probably is.
Absolutely.
it's the last thing the Trafficantes have in
town. I fixed your pen for you.
Santos Trafficante the 8th is there running it.
Oh, there's actually a Mont Blanc store at International Plaza.
Welcome to the Mont Blanc store.
How can I help you?
And they only sell pens?
Oh, this is only a $450. We fixed the $3,000 pens on a first-come, first-served basis. We won't have your pen done until spring break.
Yeah, it's a jabroni pen. They sell $20,000 pens.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all they sell?
I don't care
how much
money. No, they have
like watches and handbags and stuff.
Okay.
I don't care how much money you have. Why buy a $20,000 pen? Like, that's just stupid.
Yeah.
Is it not?
No, I agree.
I wonder what we were all doing the night that Dan was pricing out $20,000 pens.
I don't know.
What were we watching on TV doing with our pathetic lives?
Time Shop, Pawn Stars or whatever.
All right, so I start writing these papers and these thoughts, okay? Have I done one break or two? I think I've done two. Have I not?
No, you've done one.
Boy, I'm way late.
We've been here for 3 days, Bubba.
Yeah, I got a break. My bad.